Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. Count Your Blessings by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Forgetting God has been a problem among his children since the world began. Think of the times of Moses when God provided manna and in miraculous and visible ways led and protected his children. Still the prophet warned the people, "Take heed, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen," Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Find ways to recognize and remember God's kindness. It will build our testimonies. You remember that song we sometimes sing, "Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One, and It Will Surprise You What the Lord Has Done?" From Count Your Blessings, hymns number 241. When our children were very small, I started to write down a few things about what happened every day. I never missed a day, no matter how tired I was or how early I would have to start the next day. Before I would write, I would ponder this question. Have I seen the hand of God reaching out to touch us or our children or our family today? As I would cast my mind over the day, I would see evidence of what God had done for one of us that I had not recognized in the busy moments of the day. I realized that trying to remember had allowed God to show me what he had done. The Holy Ghost helps us see what God has done for us. I testify that God loves us and blesses us more than most of us have yet recognized. I know that is true, and it brings me joy to remember him. From an October 2007 General Conference Address. And it will surprise you. You can learn to notice the blessings that Heavenly Father gives you, the same way President Eyring did, by writing them down. 1. Place a notebook or journal and a pen or pencil by your bed. 2. Each night before you pray and go to bed, write down the date, two or three good things that happened that day, how you think these good things are blessings from Heavenly Father. 3. When you pray, be sure to thank Heavenly Father for the good things you remembered. You can also tell your family members about the blessings you found. How the Lord blessed the children of Israel. The book of Exodus in the Old Testament tells about how the Lord helped his chosen people when they had problems. Note, you will need some assistance with this activity. Match the following problems with the following blessings. Problems. Number 1, the Lord's chosen people were slaves in Egypt. 2, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, wouldn't let them leave. 3, Pharaoh let the people go, but then his army chased them to try to bring them back. 4, the people were thirsty in the wilderness. 5, the people ran out of food and they were hungry. 6, the people needed help in following the Lord. Blessings. A. The Lord sent many plagues to Egypt, and Pharaoh finally released the people. B. The Lord gave Moses the Ten Commandments. He let all the people hear his voice and showed himself to some of them. C. The Lord told Moses to hit a rock with his staff, and water came out. D. The Lord told Moses to lead the people out of Egypt to the Promised Land. E. The Lord parted the Red Sea so the people could escape. F. The Lord sent the people a food that tasted like bread and honey. It was called manna, and they found it on the ground each morning. Problem number 1. The Lord's chosen people were slaves in Egypt. Blessings. D. The Lord told Moses to lead the people out of Egypt to the Promised Land. Problem number 2. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, wouldn't let them leave. Blessing. A. The Lord sent many plagues to Egypt, and Pharaoh finally released the people. Problem number 3. Pharaoh let the people go, but then his army chased them to try to bring them back. The answer, or blessing, is E. The Lord parted the Red Sea so the people could escape. Problem number 4. The people were thirsty in the wilderness. The answer, and blessing, C. The Lord told Moses to hit a rock with his staff, and water came out. Problem number 5, the people ran out of food and they were hungry. The blessing, or answer, is F. The Lord sent the people a food that tasted like bread and honey. It was called manna, and they found it on the ground each morning. And problem number 6, the people needed help in following the Lord. The answer and blessing was B. The Lord gave Moses the 10 commandments. He let all the people hear his voice and showed himself to some of them. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Count Your Blessings, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.